Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey,
hello.
How are you, man?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for taking time out to come on the show, man. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate y'all, your interest.
Yeah, man. Before we get into the questions, man, how are you doing so far, man? How's the day been going so far?
How's the what?
How's things going so far?
Oh, everything's good. You know, it's still, I'm pretty low key. So immediately after we're done shooting, I go right back to trying to find more work, you know? So I don't take breaks, or at least I try not to.
Amen to that. So Ken, man, tell us a little bit about, man, how you got started in show business.
Well, many, many moons ago, sorry. I was on the poetry circuit, and I would travel with, I had a little band, and we would travel all over the U.S. performing spoken word live, opening up for comedians and theater plays, things like that. And I started to notice that my poetry was turning more theatrical, and even people watching it would say, wow, it's like watching a movie. So my acting kind of like grew out of that. Even though I always wanted to be an actor, I just never knew how to get into it. But it kind of grew out of my poetry. So I got hooked up with an agent in Charlotte, North Carolina, through an ex-girlfriend. And I took a few classes, and I started booking right out of classes. And then it just continued.
Oh, man. Congrats on that, man. So, tell us some of your memorable projects, man, that you have worked on, man, throughout your career.
Oh, wow. So I've been blessed, man. I've done over 76 TV shows. I've done over 20-plus movies. I think I just hit 100 commercials. You know, I have fun on all of them. The notable ones, I guess, would be like Black Lightning, Acrimony, Tyler Perry's Acrimony. That was a good one. Just so many. Secrets and Lies, that was a pretty good show. My Other Mother with Essence Atkins, who I end up working with again on this show. Dynasty, NCIS New Orleans, Homeland. I'm recurring on Homeland. So it's been a journey.
Right, Ken. Tell us some risks or sacrifices that you had to face becoming an actor, man, or being an actor that you are today.
Oh man, I guess the fact that so I was living in Columbia, South Carolina, which is where my acting career launched. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing filming in Columbia, South Carolina, so a large challenge was always traveling to North Carolina, to Atlanta, to New Orleans. Oftentimes, with little or no money. So I had to find a way to get there. I had to work two jobs. I had to do all these extra things just to support the travel aspect of it, in which you're going 3-4 hours for an audition, a 5-minute audition that you might not book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a consistency with just traveling and pushing forward, knowing that this is what I wanted to do in my life. The biggest challenge is probably just money. Of course, that's with life, with anything. And I hate that it's that. I hate that money is always a factor, but it does take money to get you where you need to be.
Right. Let's talk about your role as Titus. You are ambitious, man. Tell us a little bit about, man, how you got the role, man. How did this all come about, man? What you being a part of the show?
Sure. First, Titus is, he's a lawyer originally from Detroit, middle class family, by way of Alabama. He's always had to work harder than other people for his success. And in doing that, he's kind of humbled himself in the fact that he's good at what he does, and that he has to work harder, and that he know he's better than everyone else, despite them being higher up than him. If that makes sense. He's a committed father. He's a committed husband, and he does whatever it takes to keep his family together, including leaving Birmingham from a failed law practice, and some infidelity in his marriage, to try to regroup and rebuild his marriage. It was a really cool role. Titus is a good guy. They label him as the moral compass of the show, him and his wife, despite, infidelity and the challenges that surround him. He's just a good guy amongst bad people. So he has these morality issues to where sometimes he has to do things that he know is not necessarily right, but for the sake of his family. The role came about, it's kind of funny, George Pierre, casting director, I've known him for years. And George has always had confidence in me. He's always loved me. He's booked me in a ton of things. He would always say, "Man, one day, man, I know they're gonna love you." Well, anyway, I auditioned originally for the role of Roderick, which is played by the fantastically talented Caron Joseph Riley. And I kind of knew, I wasn't this big, daunting football player, or didn't have the look, so I knew it was a stretch. But as I was leaving the audition, George said, he handed me the role of Titus, and he said, "I just want you to read over these. There's no audition for it yet. I want you to read over them." And he said, "It's a huge role. It's series regular." And I don't know. I was so skeptical then. I just literally put the script down on the table. I never read it. So when I got the audition, I remember George sent me the sides, and I looked over it, and I actually went and killed the audition, and forgot all about it. And the director was there, Benny Boom, which I've done two other projects with him, including Tupac and Black Lightning. And I would see Benny in the gym, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I sent your name up to the producers. You really did good on the audition." And I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks, Benny." And, by that, I've heard so much over my career. Like, I've been so close in the booking these major roles that, again, I'm just like, "Oh, okay, whatever." So, I thought I didn't get it because they called me in for a table read, and they said, they didn't find anyone for Titus, but they want you to come read for Titus at the table read. And then George texts me on the side. He said, "I need you to kill it." And then he joked around. He said, "Wear a tight shirt," which made me laugh. I was like, "Okay, what's going on here?" But when I walk in and I see that Will Packer is there and all the writers, which is unusual. I've never seen the whole writer team in on the audition. There was a ton of other people there on the table read. And I just did my thing. I just I me and Essence had chemistry already. We knew each other, and I just read it the way I had prepared it for the audition, and they loved it. And a couple of days later, I get the call saying that, I'm the man. And went from there.
Congratulations on that, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, as far as the entertainment industry goes, man, who are some major influences?
I like the little guys. Well, I mentioned Karan. I've worked with so many people, so many celebrities, so many stars. And again, I'm not taking anything away from them, but I love the grind of folks like me, who I see on these auditions weekly, and we end up working on shows together. Of course, I love the Denzel Washingtons, the Will Smiths. I always wanted to label myself or kind of be like Greg Allen Williams, who he's just in everything. You know, I turn on the TV one day, he's on five different shows at once. Samuel Jackson's like that, you know, and I try to model myself in that image to where I'm just constantly working, I'm constantly doing good work, and people notice it, you know. Last year alone, I booked 28 gigs. You know, the year
Wow.
before that, it was like 25 or 26. And you know, not all roles are big, but they're big to me. And people notice it. You know, they're like, "Wow, I see you in everything." Like, and it's really a good feeling just to get out there and grind and then and be successful, because it can happen.
So Ken, what's next, man? So besides the show, what's next for you that you can discuss?
Well, I just can't give you any titles or anything, but I just booked a Clint Eastwood movie. I just found out about a couple of days ago, which is pretty dope. And I just had a really big audition for a Gerard Butler movie, and I felt really good walking out of there. So I'm kind of hoping I just, you know, knock those two out. I've also booked auditioned for a couple of big things in New Orleans, and my LA agent is talking really good. So right now it's just open. You know, there's nothing confirmed, but I'm auditioning as if I'm, you know, brand new at this. You know, I'm going right back to work. I have an audition today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, my future's never, go ahead.
I wish you the best of luck, man, on all your success, man. I really am. I really over here. We really support you 100%, man. I don't want to hold your tool. I want to get back to work, man. But I want you to tell my listeners, man, why they should tune in every week, man, to watch Ambitious, man. And only because we know because of you, man. But tell us the other reasons why, man, we should tune in, man.
You know, Ambitions is one of those. I like old school shows, right? The Dynasties, the Dallas, Knots Landing. Those that kept you on your toes every week. There's cliffhangers. There's so much juiciness and sexiness and steaminess about this. But it also talks about current issues, political issues, gentrification, the mayor's office, things going on there, families that are struggling to be together. And I just think it's something that's relatable to millions of people out there who are not necessarily tired of what's currently out there, but kind of looking for a new refresh on an old school feel, back when those shows were really popular. You know, Who Shot JR had millions of people wanting to see that next episode, you know? And we kind of want to be we want to be that show to where, you know, not only can it's relatable, especially Titus. You know, you never see good guys. It's always bad guys doing bad things. And you know, people love that, but how often do they have a show where it's an actual good guy struggling and trying to keep his family together? And I just think America, I just think the world needs to see Ambitions. Yeah, sorry. I get so into it, I just kind of like get off subject, but it's just a
No,
really good,
okay.
steamy, juicy show. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely be tuning. It airs. Let us know the date. Let us know the time. It airs what 10 p.m. on OWN.
10 p.m. on OWN every Tuesday. Absolutely.
Every Tuesday.
Opus Network.
Awesome, man. Did you ever have an opportunity to meet the Oprah herself?
No, not yet. So she sent us video messages saying how much she loved the show and the cast is doing really good and that she's about to put 100% of her resources behind it. But I'm anxious and ready, you know, for the day we meet. She said my name on one of her Instagram feeds the other day, so that was huge for me. You know, this
Awesome.
little shy guy from Louisville, Kentucky, you know, gets shouted out by Oprah Winfrey. It's a pretty really good feeling. So I can't wait to meet her, you know.
Awesome, man. I wish you the best of luck, man. We're gonna definitely be tuning in every Tuesday night, man, to watch you on the show, man, watch you do your thing, man. Before I let you go, man, do you want to give out any social media, Instagrams or Twitter or anything, man?
Absolutely. Instagram and Twitter, I am at Kenny the Poet. So I still hold on to my poet moniker. Also, Facebook, it's Kendrick Poet Crew. Cross, Kendrick Poet Cross.
Ken, man, it was a pleasure, man. I really appreciate you, man, taking time to come on, man. Please come back by, man, and let's be a last visit, all right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Please get me back on the mid-season finale so we can talk about this thing a little bit.
We definitely will, man. I appreciate you, man. Who knows, man? I may do an appearance on the show, man. We'll keep that in mind.
I love it. Yeah, come on.
All right, man. Ken, man, you be blessed, man.
All right, thank you. You too.
Shout out to Kendrick Cross for coming on the show. He's from the new show, Ambitious, on the OWN Network. It airs every Tuesday on the OWN. So make sure you check your local listen for a date and time on the show. I'm going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back.
Safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been sipping this time. When I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it.
Tuning in this morning, I'm Power V.4 from Anime Block Talk Radio Network. This is your host, Timothy Hodge. All right, it's good to be back on the air. I know it's been a while, but thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. Happy Thursday morning to all on the East code on all over the world. I forgot we're airing all over the world. So those who all around the world listening, I appreciate you. Again, if you guys just down to an interview, missing an amazing interview with the one and only Kendrick Cross, who came on the show, talk about his new role on the OWN series, Ambitious. It's a great show. It's Robin Givens, so many S. Atkins. It's an amazing cast. So make sure you guys tune in this coming Tuesday, 10 p.m. on the OWN Network to check out the show. It's a great and amazing show. And we really need you to support the show. So also, I want to send a shout out to Ms. Mary J. Blige, who will be receiving a BET Lifetime Achievement Award. It's such a huge honor, and I really look forward to seeing the show and her acceptance and the performances. So we send a shout out over to Blige. Just a great accomplishment. And all her hard work, you know, throughout her career, you know, whatever it is, you know, is today. So support, much support to her. Also, check your local list and check your area also for Ciara, her Beauty Box tour, you know, her album Beauty Box, also in stores. So make sure you guys go out and take a copy of that. And also make sure you guys check her out on tour. She's going to be going on a tour pretty soon, so make sure you guys check her out as well. I'm going to jump into another song, and I'll be right back. This is the Community Hot Show, airing on Power 90.4 FM and on your Blog Talk Radio Network.
DA got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. She's undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. This is Z. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pulling one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Girl on the yacht, I've been on pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, we foul tech em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. I'm locked up for real, I'm trying to help him. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop, pop, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Gaddafi, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Be cloning, I find it funny.
Clone.
We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north, I go in the mouth, because of me nothing. 300 the watches out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and it stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, flood the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. He's undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's a Z. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's a Z.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a damn favor. When you get that money, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing.
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z, it's that Z.
Special thanks to Kendrick Carr for coming on the show. I really appreciate coming by the show. Make sure, again, once you guys, make sure you check him out on Ambitious on OWN every Tuesday, 10 p.m. on the Gaza, once again, on the OWN Network. If you miss a day, you miss a lot. You miss an amazing interview. Please check the archives to check back on to hear a wonderful interview. I thank you so much for listening and tuning in this Thursday morning. Oh, stay up. Stay strong. I'm out. Peace.
I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right, but you was.